love this life I'm living every day. I said I love this life I'm living every day.
Hi, welcome to Seeds to Change. I'm Brenda Jake, a nutrition and lifestyle counselor. And if you want to love the life you're living every day, you can start by eating a healthy diet and living a balanced life. Welcome to today's show. Our topic is the quality of food versus the quantity of food. There's a pendulum that swings between quality and quantity as it relates to food. And I suspect probably a lot of other things, but we're going to just stick with talking about food today. If you think about it, the higher quality of the food that we eat, the lower quantity of food we need to eat. So let me give you some examples. If you're eating a nice quality, say, salad with lots of fruits and vegetables on it, you're getting a lot of nutrients. You're getting a lot of fiber, you're getting minerals, vitamins, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you're eating a lower quantity of food, let's say a fast food hamburger, for example, not as many vitamins and minerals in that fast food hamburger as in a nice green salad with a variety of different fruits and vegetables in it. The point being about the pendulum between quality and quantity is the lower the quality of food that you eat, the more quantity you need to eat. So how does this play out in everyday life? So if you think about, if you go to a chain restaurant like a TGIF's or an Applebee's, not to pick on them, but just some examples so you know what I'm talking about, or even some of the fast food restaurants, you'll notice that the portion sizes are kind of a little bit out of control, to say the very least. And why is that? Two reasons, and we talked about this in our eating out segment. This is because the quality of food is fairly low, therefore it's not costing them a lot of money. So if they can give you a high value, i.e. a lot of food, they are going to have happy customers in their mind's eye. But in actuality, if we're eating low quality food, we really need to eat that much more food. And the problem with that is double-fold. One, if we're eating more food, we're eating more calories, and chances are we're going to gain weight. But also, it's taxing on the body. If we're always overeating, all of the organs get taxed. And they never get a rest because they're always working. They're always processing. Some people say that, well, you know, but I live to eat. I love to eat. You know, food is my life. I love to eat. But the truth of the matter is, you know that expression, less is more? You know, people that eat less food live longer. So if you eat less food, you actually get to eat more food. If you eat less food every single day, you get to be around for more days. And over time, in actuality, you get to eat more food. So less is more. That's another thing to remember when we're talking about the quality versus the quantity of food. Throughout today's program, I'm going to talk about various different ways that we can measure and quantify the quality of our food. One of the ways that we can do so is by reading the labels. So if we're eating food that comes into some kind of a package, a jar, a box, a bag, something that we're buying in the grocery store or deli or something, and we don't read the ingredients, how can we possibly know what's in the food we're eating? The answer is we can't. If we look at the nice little picture on the outside of the package, let's say it's a package of, example I like to use always, is broccoli and cheese sauce. So if we look at the nice picture on the outside of the box, it looks like there's broccoli in there and some orange stuff. If we actually dig a little bit deeper and read the label on the broccoli and cheese sauce, we'll see that it has a numerous number of ingredients that aren't broccoli nor cheese. But we wouldn't know that unless we actually played Columbo and were a detective and actually read the label. So I actually brought some examples of some food labels with me that I'm going to read and give you a few moments to just kind of process those ingredients in your mind and just see if you can come up with a guess as to what the food is. And I think you'll be shocked. I do this as a lecture sometimes, and we talk about reading food labels and the importance of food labels and what we want to look for. And right now, we're talking specifically about reading the ingredients on food labels. But there's lots of other things we want to be aware of, which we'll talk about in a minute. But when I do this lecture, we kind of have a little food label Jeopardy game going on afterwards, so it's kind of interesting. Let me read the first one. The first one's rather long, so I've actually shortened it a little bit, and I'll explain in a minute. So here are the ingredients. Skim milk, fructose, sugar, Dutch processed cocoa, gum, partially hydrogenated soy oil, calcium caseinate, potassium citrate, lactate acid, artificial flavors, of which we don't really know what that comes from, gar gum, soy fiber, oat fiber, carrageenan, and I did not list all of them, but about 14 vitamins and minerals, which I guess, you know, is good we're adding vitamins and minerals. But if we need to add that many vitamins and minerals to foods that we're eating, you have to wonder, what's the benefit of eating that food if it has to be so fortified? So I'll let you, I'll read the top couple of ingredients again. Skim milk, fructose, sugar, Dutch processed cocoa, hydrogenated soy oil, artificial colors. Those are the main ingredients, but there's a lot of others, as you read. I would ask for a show of hands, but since nobody's here, I'll tell you, I'll give you a little hint. This is something that people drink. They think it's healthy. It comes in a lot of flavors. This particular one, as you can tell, is chocolate. People often drink this to lose weight. It's a very popular product. It's advertised on TV. Lots of celebrities drink it. You see it. See people drinking it all over the place. And it's SlimFast. SlimFast, you know, is the first two of the four ingredients are some form of sugar. And then the fifth ingredient is a form of oil. It doesn't even sound appetizing when you read the ingredients, right? I mean, it just sounds disgusting, really, I think. But a lot of people eat this. And I think a lot of people do so kind of unwittingly because we don't read the labels on the foods that we're eating. So here's another food. The ingredients in this always shock people. Water. Sucrose, glucose syrup solids, citric acid, natural lemon flavor, salt, sodium citrate, monopotassium phosphate, caramel color, ester gum, bromates vegetable oil. Sounds like an odd concoction of things. Water, glucose, corn syrup solids are the, you know, top ingredients. And we have some natural lemon flavor, yay, and caramel color in there. This is another one that always stumps people. I picked a couple that always stump people. And this is something that athletes drink. And again, people think it's healthy. And I often see people feeding it to their children. And it comes in all kinds of flavors and neon colors. It comes in blue. It comes in orange. It comes in yellow. Green, neon green. The neon green one kind of looks like antifreeze. Gatorade. So, you know, people think they need to drink Gatorade if they're sweating a lot because they've depleted the minerals, they've depleted this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, perhaps if we're Lance Armstrong and we're sweating a lot, maybe we need to worry about it. But the average person who's going on a bike ride or playing a game of tennis, you know, even if you're sweating, you're probably not sweating so profusely that you need to be artificially regrouping your body. So, you know, perhaps water might be enough, or, you know, a piece of fruit might help. So Gatorade, you know, it has a lot of stuff in it. You know, I had to be very careful to pick ingredient panels of things that I could pronounce, too. So I had to be a little bit choosy. So the only way we're going to know that if we're eating food that comes in a package is if we read the ingredient panel on the foods that we're eating. The other thing about quality as it relates to some other cultures, particularly the French, and Italians, I think, too, do this. They're taking time to eat. It's creating a quality environment in the way in which they're eating. So they're taking, you know, an hour or two to eat lunch. They're not eating in their car as they're driving down the street. And I'm not suggesting the only way that we're going to make a change is we need to all take a two-hour, you know, siesta at lunchtime. But there's got to be a happy medium somewhere between, you know, eating a fast food meal in our car as we're driving to our next appointment and taking, you know, a two-hour lunch and siesta break. So somewhere there's got to be a line in between that we're creating a quality environment around the food that we're eating. So the environment in which we're eating our food has a big impact on how our food can be processed for a number of ways. So if we're eating it in a poor quality, and by poor quality I mean a lot of distractions, a lot of outside stimulation, we're probably going to eat faster, we're going to eat more, we're not going to get as much satisfaction from the food that we're eating. So let me break those pieces down. So if we're going to eat faster, we're going to not be chewing our food as thoroughly. When we don't chew our food as thoroughly, we're not able to garner as many nutrients from the food that we eat. Therefore, we're going to need to eat more food to nourish ourselves. So that's what happens when we eat quickly. And also when we eat quickly, going on to our next point, we tend to eat more food because it takes some period of time for the brain to know that the stomach is full. If we eat more, we're consuming more calories. And again, as I stated earlier, we're taxing the body to process more and more and more food. You know, if we're always overeating or eating large quantities of food at one sitting, it's difficult for the body to break that down. It's difficult for the body to always be in processing mode. So that's something that happens. And then the other thing that I mentioned that happens is we don't get as much satisfaction from the food that we're eating. If we're eating it without even noticing what we're eating, because we're answering emails or we're driving our car or who knows what else we're doing, watching the 6 o'clock news, which is always bad news anyway. If we're always being distracted by the way, by other things that we're doing when we're eating, we're really not focusing on what we're eating. We're not going to get as much satisfaction from each mouthful. And by not getting as much satisfaction from each mouthful, we're going to need more mouthfuls, i.e. again, it goes back to we're going to eat more food if we're doing so with a lot of distractions. So we want to create a quality environment when we're eating our food. It's going to reduce the quantity of food that we need to eat. Because we're really going to be able to focus on eating our food and digesting our food properly. Another great example, I think it's a perfect example to end with, because it's one of everybody's, a lot of people's favorite food, is chocolate. So if you eat a high quality chocolate, and by that I mean, you know, not a conventional brand, but perhaps something that you buy in a health food store, something that is preferably organic, preferably dark chocolate. You know, it's made from high quality ingredients. You're going to need less chocolate to satisfy that craving than if you're eating, you know, Hershey Kisses, for example. So if you're having a need to eat chocolate, as I must confess, I did today. If you're going to eat a high quality chocolate, you're going to get much more satisfaction from less chocolate. So if you're being driven to eat chocolate and you buy organic high quality chocolate with maybe some nuts in it or something, you're going to, a square or two or three is going to go a long way, much longer way than say half a bag of Hershey's Kisses. Because some, you know, milk chocolate is, the chocolate is so diluted with milk and sugar, we don't actually get to the chocolate. So that's another example of how we can control the quality of the food that we're eating. And again, the higher quality of food that we're eating, the lower quantity of food that we need to eat. And then that's one way that we can get in a better balance. So again, that's what I do, is help people get their lives and their diets in balance. And if you would like help with that, you can feel free to contact me. You know, so what I work on, as I stated earlier, is the how. It's not the what. The what's the easy part. You know, a lot of what I said today, you know, again, it's not brain surgery. A lot of it's common sense. A lot of it is, you know, information that's maybe hidden in the back that maybe we're reminded of. But figuring out how to implement some of the things that we talked about, figuring out the how to make the changes in our already busy life, that's the hard part. That's the hard part. It's hard to do without any help and without guidance. So if you would like guidance in figuring out any of this, please feel free to contact me for a private consultation. I do all of my work by telephone, so it's convenient wherever you are. You can contact me at 917-213-9305. You can email me at brenda@seedstochange.com, or you're welcome to visit my website at www.seedstochange.com. So thank you so much for listening, and come back again next week. I love this life I'm living every day. And now when things don't go the way I planned.